首先，愿从神而来的平安与喜乐与各位弟兄姐妹同在。
And secondly, I'd like to give thanks to God that I can be here on the Sabbath to worship with everyone again.
第二，我想要感谢神，让我有这个机会在这里与大家一同敬拜。
As you probably know, this past week, the Baldwin Park Church hosted the Ministry Volunteer Program.
我想你们知道，过去这个礼拜，伯恩教会有举办了志工讲习会。
And so we thank God.On behalf of the coordination team, I'd like to extend our thanksgiving to the local church for your support. And yesterday afternoon, all the youths either went home or went on their way to Irvine to attend the National Youth Theological Seminar. So that's why you don't see them here today.
昨天下午参加的青年已经回家或者是去尔湾教会参加全国青年神训班，所以你在这边没有看到他们。
But again, once again, we thank you for your hosting of this event.
但是我们还是感谢您举办这个活动。
This morning for our mutual encouragement, I'd like to talk about the topic "Made Alive in Christ Jesus."
今天早上我想用在耶稣基督里复活作为我们互相的勉励。
Almost 2 years ago, that was when I moved from Southern California to New York.
两年前我从南加州搬到纽约。
And that is where now I'm the resident minister for Flushing Church in New York and also Boston in Massachusetts.
我注目在 Flushing 教会以及波士顿教会。
And after we found an apartment, after a few months, we hosted a fellowship.
在我们找到公寓的几个月后，我们举办了一个团契。
And since that was the first time that many people were visiting our place, there was church members who gave us this plant, an orchid in a pot.
这是第一次有这么多弟兄姐妹来我们的公寓，然后有一个弟兄姐妹她给我一个兰花。
And it was very beautiful.
非常的漂亮。
But after a month,I think about a month or I think not even 2 months, all the flowers fell.
它到一个月不到两个月的时间，它的那个花瓣就凋谢了。
And at first, we were thinking, should we just throw it away?
我们第一个想法是我们应该把它丢掉吗？
Because when I was younger, when I was living with my parents, my mom also had some orchids, and it seemed like every time the flowers fall off,basically, they never grow again.
我小时候跟我爸妈住的时候，我妈有很多的兰花，然后我看到他们花瓣凋谢的时候，他们几乎都不会再长出来。
But we decided to just keep it, and we watered it from time to time.
我们决定保留它，然后我们时常浇花。
And very amazingly, this earlier this year, it started to bud again and to have flowers.
非常神奇的是，今年年初它就开始开花。
It was as if it received a new life.
好像它重新得到了生命一样。
This reminded me of it's like an analogy of what happens when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个提醒了我像我们从神里面重生的比喻一样。
Because before we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we know from the Bible we were all dead in sin.
因为我们从圣经知道，我们在信主之前，我们是在最终死亡的。
But then, because of the Lord Jesus Christ, He came into this world and gave us this way of salvation so that we can be restored to God.
但是因为主耶稣基督来到这个世界上，我们才能与主亲近。
And when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we also would accept His grace in water baptism.
当我们接受主耶稣的时候，我们接受他的恩典以及他的洗礼。
Right, because in the water baptism, that is where our sins are washed away by His blood.
因为在洗礼当中，我们的罪从他的宝血中得到赦免。
And the Bible talks about that this water baptism is a rebirth. It is a birth. It is a death, and it's also a rebirth.
这里也讲到洗礼就是一种重生。
Right. So all of us.Who have been baptized in the blood of Jesus, we have been reborn. We have been made alive in Christ Jesus.
所以我们借由主耶稣的宝血受洗的，我们就在主里重生。
So we can let's turn to Colossians chapter 2.
我们请看哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
verse 12 and 13. Colossians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. Verse 13.
13.
And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. So here we can see that indeed baptism, as described by Paul, is a death with the Lord Jesus, a burial with him, and then being resurrected with him, being made alive again with him.
所以这里我们也看到保罗说这受洗就是与主同死同埋葬，也同复活。
And so this is what all of us have experienced spiritually speaking.
这是我们在灵里面所体验到的。
Right? Or if there's people here who have yet to be baptized, this is what we are pursuing, we are learning about, and hopefully we can soon receive the water baptism.
如果是未信的人, 这也是我们所要追求的。
So one question is that now that we have been made alive in the Lord Jesus, what are the things that we should be doing? How should we be living with Christ?
所以我们在主里得到重生, 那我们要怎么样过着我们的生活呢?
Right. So very interestingly, in the Gospels, you can see that the Lord Jesus Christ, he resurrected three people. There's recordings of three of his resurrections.
所以我们可以从福音书里面知道,
and he resurrected three of them.
Right?
And you can look at each of these passages and see what are the actions these people did after they were resurrected. That these were the actions and behaviors they had after they were made alive by Jesus Christ. So this also are reminders for us as Christians of the things we ought to be doing now that we are made alive in Christ. So let us look at the first resurrection story. Let's turn to Luke chapter
8.
Luke chapter 8. Verse
13.
Luke chapter 8, verse 55. Let's read verse 54. Luke chapter 8, verse 54. But he put them all outside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Little girl, arise." Verse 55. Then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately, and he commanded that she be given something to eat. Here we could see that the Lord Jesus Christ, he resurrected the daughter of a ruler of the synagogue.
我们这里看到主耶稣基督使这个女儿复活。
This is verse 41. His name was Jairus. Jairus had a daughter. He was the ruler of the synagogue.
那51节这里讲，41节这里讲到，他叫名字叫做埃鲁，他的女儿。
Right. And she became sick, and this ruler of the synagogue came to the Lord Jesus Christ to ask for healing. Right.
然后这个女儿生病，所以他这个埃鲁就来耶稣面前祈求他的医治。
But unfortunately, while he was trying to find the Lord Jesus Christ and get him to come to his house, there was another woman that came and kind of interrupted it, but she was healed too, right?
但是不幸的是，当他来找到耶稣的时候，有另外一个女人来寻求耶稣的医治。
This is the healing of the woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years.
她这就是血漏的女人得到医治的故事。
But unfortunately, after that incident happened, the news came that Jairus' daughter had passed away.
不幸的是，在这个事件之后，埃鲁的女儿就过世了。
But Jesus Christ told him, "Do not be afraid, only believe, and she will be made well."
但是耶稣跟他说不要惧怕，只要相信他就会复活。
So just like we just read, he put everyone outside and took only took three of his disciples inside and then took her by the hand and she was resurrected.
就像经节里这里讲到他叫所有的人出去然后只留下三个门徒然后他抓住这女儿的手。
And in Luke chapter 8 verse 55 especially mentions that Jesus Christ commanded that she have something to eat.
那55节这边特别强调耶稣吩咐他吃东西。
So this is the first action and verb we can think about. This is what we need to be doing when we are made alive in Jesus Christ.
那这是他所做的第一件事情，那这就是我们在耶稣里重生所要做的事。
We need to arise and we need to eat.
我们要起来，然后我们要吃。
Because we know that those who are not alive, those who are dead, of course they cannot eat.
因为我们知道那些死亡的人是不能吃的。
And eating in the Bible often is associated with eating the words of God.
那吃这个动词在圣经里面常常用在做于咀嚼神的话语。
So this is an encouragement for us that after we've believed in Jesus to continually be eating the words of God, come to services, come to Bible studies, read the Bible at home, eat the words of God.
所以这是鼓励我们在相信主耶稣基督之后，我们要继续来寻求神的灵粮，来聚会祷告。
Right, let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
我们请看彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
Verse 2.
第二章第二节。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2.
彼得前书二章二节。
As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Right. So here, Peter is encouraging the members at that time to really desire and crave the pure milk of God's word.
所以彼得在这里勉励那时候的信徒要爱慕那纯洁的灵奶。
Right. So after our baptism, we have been reborn. We are just spiritually like a baby. Right.
在我们受洗之后，我们得到重生，像一个属灵的婴孩一样。
And as a baby, craves for milk, we also should crave for God's words.
那像那婴孩爱慕那个牛奶一样，我们也要爱慕神的话语。
The last time I was here, I think it was last May, but one thing that happened in between was that I became a dad, I became a father. Right?
那我上一次来这里的时候是去年的五月，然后我成为一个父亲。
And so it has given me some added perspectives to life, and also some new inspiration when reading passages like this.
那也给我与生命中有不同的见解。
Right, so you can witness firsthand how a newborn babe especially craves milk and will cry if he or she is hungry.
我可以看到一个婴孩如何来要求牛奶，然后会哭泣。
And for myself, when I fed her with a bottle,
当我用奶瓶喂她的时候，
sometimes she really was so hungry, she would flip the nipple inside out. She just keeps sucking so hard, it flips inside out.
因为她非常的饿，所以那个奶嘴有时候会反方向的往
那种。Like at least the first 2 months, it was like every 2 hours, every 3 hours that she would want milk.
那前几个月，她每两三个小时都会想要喝奶。Right.
So when we have been made alive in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is kind of the same idea. We are newborn babes. We need to have nutrition that we can grow.
所以我们在主里重生也是一样的道理。我们需要新的营养来成长。
Right. Just like how that little girl was made alive and then started to eat.We also, now that we're made alive, we need to continue to eat.
就像那个女儿一样，她得到重生，她需要吃，然后我们也是如此。
And milk is typically something that someone feeds you, right? It's not something we would feed ourselves.
牛奶通常是别人来喂我们，我们通常自己不会去喝牛奶。
Right. In that sense, of course,whenever we have sermons and services like this, like when people are imparting the word of God, that is something that we should always take part in.
所以就像如此，我们在听道的时候也应当如此。
Right. Because Peter here is reminding the believers, these are believers that I'm sure had been in the church for some time, but he's reminding them to to go back to that mentality of a newborn babe to receive the word.
虽然这里的信徒可能已经信了一段时间，但是彼得还是在这里提醒他们要寻求那个灵粮。
So there are times that we need to just receive and like milk to be fed.
那有时候我们只是想要得到那个牛奶一样。
And that is perfectly fine.
那是
In fact, we should crave it, right? That we can listen like, and receive this milk.
那实在我们应该要爱慕。
And typically, milk is something that's easier to digest.
那通常牛奶比较好消化。
So this type of feeding is usually simpler, right? Easier to understand, something that we can apply easily to our lives.
那这种的喂法通常是比较简单的，我们比较容易去理解。
But after partaking of milk, we also need to graduate into solid food.
那我们在喝完牛奶之后，我们也需要渐渐的去吃呢。
Let's now turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
我们请看希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章。
Verse 12.
五章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12.
希伯来书五章十二节。
For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God.And you have come to need milk and not solid food. Verse 13. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Verse 14. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Right. Here, the author of Hebrews is... Also using the analogy of eating and food.
那这里希伯来书的作者也是用吃当作一个比喻。
And talking about how, as members, especially when we have been in the church, a believer for some time, we can not only just take milk, we need to start to take solid food.
那这里讲到这些信徒，尤其是那些已经信过一段时间的，不能只吃喝奶，然后必须要吃干粮。
And in the context, the author of Hebrews, originally, he was trying to go into some really deep, profound teachings concerning this Melchizedek and what he prefigures and what he represents.
那这里希伯来书的作者也借由这一段来讲到麦基洗德以及他所预表的。
But then, as he was explaining and writing, he thought that, oh, maybe these people would not really understand. So then he started talking about this solid food and how they were still very immature.
但是他在写的时候，他发现也许他们并不太懂他所讲的，所以他开始讲说他们需要慢慢的吃干粮。
So milk, you could say, is easier to digest, is more simpler, is more basic teachings.
那牛奶就像那个简单容易懂的道理一样。
Solid food, based on this passage, are deeper teachings, more profound, that root people even more deeply in Christ.
那这段经文。这干粮也可能是深奥的道理
right, that after partaking of it, you're also mature, you're able to teach other people.
那在吃完这干粮以后，你可能变得更加成熟，可以教导。
So it's important as a Christian to keep growing in our understanding and growing more physically, spiritually, more mature in the word, able to teach others after a period of time.
所以是非常重要，我们在这个道理上必须要有成长，所以我们可以彼此教导。
Right, we should not just remain in these elementary principles, as the author of Hebrews says in chapter 6, verse 1. Right?
那我们不该停止在这初信的阶段。
Right, so recently, my daughter also is. We're trying to teach her also to eat baby food from a spoon. Right?
最近我试着教我的女儿用汤匙来吃。
Right, we're feeding her, and Sometimes she rebels.
当我想试着喂她的时候，她有时候不想。
Right, she just closes her mouth.
她有时候嘴巴闭着。
And then you can't stick the spoon in there.
那你汤匙就塞不进去。
So, of course, she's still very young. Right, she's still very young. So I'm sure over time it'll be fine.
我相信她之后会比较好。
But for us, spiritually speaking, when we are made alive in Christ, we need to eat, and we eventually need to eat this solid food. Right.
但是以属灵的层面来讲，我们必须最终需要吃那干粮。
Let's not refuse the solid food, but try to go deeper in Scripture. Be willing to attend theological seminar or Bible seminars.
不敢抗拒那干粮，然后应该来参加所教会所举办的神训班。
Spend time to study the Bible at home too.
花时间在家来查考圣经。
So this is the first resurrection story. She got up and then she ate.
这是第一个复活重生的故事。
Now turn to a second resurrection story.
我们来看第二个故事。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 7.
我们请看路加福音第七章。
Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章。
Luke chapter 7, verse 15.
路加福音七章十五节。
Luke chapter 7, verse 15.
路加福音七章十五节。
So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. Here is another resurrection story. Jesus and his disciples, or most of his disciples, they entered a city called Nain.
这里讲到耶稣与他的门徒来到拿因城。
And as they were entering the city, there was people carrying a coffin outside of the city.
他们进城的时候，他们看到有一些人抬着一个棺材。
And they realized that the person inside was the only son of a widow.
那他们发现这个棺材里面装的是那寡妇唯一的儿子。
And there was a large crowd in the city, I guess, mourning with her.
那有一堆群众与她一同哀哭。
And so when the Lord Jesus saw her, he had compassion and said, "Do not weep."
当主耶稣基督看到她的时候，有变动了慈心，跟他说不要哭泣。
With this coffin that was open, he touched the open coffin, and then said to the man, "Arise," and he resurrected.
那他碰着这个开了的棺材说起来吧。
And you can see, the first thing that he did was he sat up and then he began to speak.
那我们可以看到他坐起来第一件事就是说话。
So after he was made alive in Jesus Christ, he started to speak.
所以他借由耶稣基督重生以后，他开始说话。
And this also serves as a reminder for us who have been baptized, who have been made alive in Jesus Christ. We also need to speak.
这也是提醒我们，我们受了洗，我们重生，我们必须要说话。
Right, the dead they cannot speak.
那死的人并不能说话。
Right, so now that we have been made alive, we must speak and speak for the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们这些重生的人必须要说话，并为基督耶稣而说。
This is also something we typically expect our young babies and toddlers to eventually learn to do.
这我们也期望我们的小朋友们可以学讲话。
When my daughter was about maybe 2 months old, I wasn't there, but one day my wife told me.
当我女儿两个月的时候，我的太太跟我说。
She said that my daughter just one day... made her mouth like this, and then said, "Moo."
虽然我不在那里，但是他说我的女儿，她张开嘴巴，她说了一个字，就是 "moo."
And then we thought, "Oh, maybe this is her first word."
那我们想说，这可能是她所说的第一
个字。But actually, she's just making sounds. It's not technically her first word.
那这其实她并不是她第一个字，她只是在制造一些
声音。More recently, now that she's a little bit older, 7.5 months, she's starting to say like "yeah, yeah, yeah," making all these different sounds.
那他现在大概七个月半大，然后他开始会发出一些声音。
So you see, when a baby is born and is growing, it's a new life, and we expect them to be able to speak.
所以我们看到一个婴孩出生长大以后，我们期望他可以说话。
If a child grows to be about 2 to 3 years old and is not speaking, then that's when parents may start to worry.
如果一个婴孩到2到3岁还不说话的时候，父母亲可能就要开始担心。
So recently in Boston, we have a church sister. She has twin sons who are about 3 years old, and they were not speaking. They were not making. They were just still making babbling noises.
那最近波士顿教会有一个姐妹，她有一个3岁大的双胞胎儿子，然后他们现在都还不会说话，只会。
Right, and then so she got worried, and the doctors then have officially diagnosed them with severe autism. Right.
那医生诊断是他们有
自闭症。
自闭症。
Yeah. So when people are not speaking, this is cause for concern.
当人不说话的时候，会使人担心。
And so same thing with us from a spiritual point of view.
在属灵层面也是一样。
We're made alive in Christ. We also now that we have a new life in Christ, we need to start to speak for Christ and about Christ.
我们在耶稣基督里重生，借由这个重生，我们得到新的生命，我们要为此来说话。
And what are the things that we should be speaking with this life?
然后我们要说什么呢？
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
我们请看希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15.
希伯来书十三章十三节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15.
希伯来书十三章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15.
希伯来书十三章十五节。
Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Here, we're encouraged to, that we should speak words of praise to God, right, and continue to give thanks to God.
这里劝勉我们要用颂赞的字称称谢神。
So, with this new life in Christ, some of the things that we should, that should often be coming from our, out of our mouths are words of thanksgiving, words of praise to God, no matter what the circumstance.
借由这个重生的生命，不管在任何的情况下，我们都应该向神感谢。
Right, sometimes, of course, when things are well, we naturally, I think, we will give thanks and praise to God.
当情况好的时候，我们自然而然会感谢神。
Right, but when things are not going so smoothly, we also need to praise and thank God for whatever He is bringing us, whatever He has allowed us to face.
当事情不顺的时候，我们要感谢神，感谢他让我们遇到我们所遇到。
You can see here, verse 15 is a continual offering of praise.
十五节这里讲到常常用颂赞。
Right, just like how in the Old Testament, the altar of incense, they burned the incense morning and evening, and it was a continual burning.
就像在旧约讲到，他们在早上晚上会时常的烧香。
So this is telling us that this should be a very a lifestyle, a habit that we just continue to give thanks to God, give praises to God for whatever the circumstance.
颂赞神也应该成为我们生命中的一部分。
Let's also turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
我们请看以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19.
以弗所书第六章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19.
以弗所书六章十九节。
And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, verse 20, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Here, Paul is asking the Ephesian church for their prayers.
这里保罗请以弗所书，以弗所教会为他代祷。
Right? And asking them to pray for him so that he can have this utterance, he can speak properly.
那请他们为他代祷，所以他可以放胆讲道。
He can speak boldly to preach the gospel.
他可以放胆讲明福音。
So this also tells us what are the things that we should speak with this new life in Christ? We should be preaching the gospel boldly.
这也提醒我们，这个新的生命我们应该要说什么？那就是放胆的去宣扬福音。
So we know that in Bowen Park, in a few weeks, we have this fall spiritual convocation.
我们知道在伯恩教会，在几个礼拜之后，我们有我们的秋季灵恩布道。
And of course, this takes a lot of follow-up work with the present visitors, and also trying to encourage new people to come and hear the great gospel of Jesus.
我们要可能要做很多的追踪，然后我们要来勉励这些人来信主。
We should ask God for the ability to speak, right, and speak boldly to our friends and family who have not yet believed in the Lord Jesus.
我们要向神求这传福音的能力，我们也要来放胆的去讲。
Right, and then be willing to share our experience, our testimonies with these people.
愿意去分享我们的见证。
Right. So, this should be a very natural part of this new life with Christ. We're speaking for Christ.
这应该是我非在我们的重生的生命中是非常自然的。
Recently in New York, I witnessed a very good testimony.
最近在纽约，我听到一个非常好的见证。
There was a sister who left the church when she was probably in high school.
有一个姐妹，她在高中的时候离开了教会。
But then she felt, and so she started to work, and she graduated from university, and she basically was able to get everything she wanted, and she was working for.
那她大学毕业，然后还有工作，然后她得到她所想要的东西。
Right, even had her own place in Manhattan, or to rent a place in Manhattan, which is very expensive, right?
那她在曼哈顿这个地方。租了一个地方。
But she said that she felt very empty.
但是她说她感觉非常的空虚。
She felt very unhappy.
她非常的不快乐。
And so about a year and a half ago, she started coming back to church.
在她一年半之前，她开始回来教会。
And this was like the beginning of a new life.
那就是她新的生命的开始。
And so I didn't know her from before, but I noticed that there was this sister attending these Bible studies.
我不知道她以前是什么样的人，但是她有一些姐妹开始来查经。
And I noticed that, you know, in the beginning she was very quiet.
那我发现她一开始非常的安静。
And I think this is was right too, because she was just coming back to church and listening a lot.
我想这也是正确的，因为她才刚回来教会。
But recently, now that, so thank God, after last year during NYTS, she received the Holy Spirit, right?
那感谢神，去年的青年神训班，他得到了圣灵。
And you can see that her life was continuing to change because of Christ.
那你可以看到她生命持续的改变，因为耶稣基督。
And you can see that now she is speaking for Christ.
那你可以看到她现在为主而说。
Right, she bring friends from her work to the Bible studies.
她从工作的地方带她的朋友来一起查经。
In the New York area, we have this Facebook group. And she would write encouragement every week based on what she received from the Bible reading schedule.
那在纽约的地方，我们有一个脸书的团契，然后在这上面她会写她的分享。
And then in Bible studies, she also started to speak up and share very encouraging things.
那她在这个查经之中也会开始分享一些非常勉励人的话。
This to me is a very wonderful sign of spiritual life.
那对我而言，这是一个非常好的属灵的证明。
Right, because you could tell because she's speaking for Christ, she has the life of Christ in her. She's been made alive by Christ.
因为你可以看到她借由基督重生。
Let's now turn to a third resurrection story.
我们请看第三个复活。
And I think this one is the most well known.
我想这是最著名的故事。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
我们请看约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11, verse 43.
约翰福音十一章四十三节。
John chapter 11, verse 43.
约翰福音十一章四十三节。
Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth, verse 44.
四十四。
And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. This is talking about the resurrection of Lazarus.
这里讲到拉撒路的复活。
You can see that once he was resurrected, that life came back into him.
我们可以看到他复活之后就有生命。
Right? God told him to come forth.
所以神跟他说出来。
Hey, so that is exactly what he did. He came out and then he walked.
于是他就照着做，他就出来。
Right. So this is also a reminder of a action, what we need to do with this new life in Christ.
这也是提醒我们，我们从这基督得到的生命，我们要做什么。
Right. We don't not only hear the word of God,
不止我们要听到
like, and eat,
要吃。
Right, but we also need to come out and walk in Jesus Christ. Right? So if we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们请看哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
Verse 17.
六章十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17.
哥林多后书6章17节
says, "Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you." Right? Here, Paul is quoting a verse in the Old Testament, talking about how God wants his people to come out of this world.
这里保罗运用了旧约圣经的一节经节，说神要使他们从中间出来。
So Lazarus, after he's resurrected, he came out of the grave.
那拉撒路从他复活之后，他从墓中出来。
He came out of darkness.
他从黑暗中出来。
He came out from death.
他从死亡中出来。
So same thing for us as Christians, we need to come out of this world.
所以对我们身为基督徒也是一样，我们要从这个世界中出来。
Right. We must do this with our new life in Christ. So before we were baptized, we probably had a life full of sins of various natures. Right, and that life has died though in the baptism.
Right?
But and then in the baptism, we have been resurrected, made alive with Christ. And we are to use this life to walk with Jesus. And so just like Lazarus walked out of death and walked out of the grave, we must also walk out of those previous evil habits and wickedness. No longer wear these grave clothes, which is sin, right? The actions of sin.
死亡人穿的衣服代表着我们的罪恶
right. And death
right. 以及死亡 right.
So this is what is fitting for a Christian. We should not go back to our old ways.
这是基督徒应当做的, 我们不应该回首张望,
but we come out of the darkness, come out of the grave.
我们应该从黑暗中出来,
we seek to be holy. We do not touch what is unclean.
我们寻求那圣洁, 我们不碰,
right. And then God says he will receive us.
神说他会接纳我们。
And so Lazarus came out and started to walk and walk about again.
所以拉撒路出来,
and so for us as Christians, it's very important to come out and also walk and do the things that Jesus Christ did.
然后行那些主耶稣基督所做的事。
Just like in 1 John, it says that those who say that they abide in Christ ought to walk just as Jesus Christ walked.
那就像约翰福音里面讲到, 那些称与主同行的人, 他们就应该与耶稣一同。
Right. So that means we need to keep the commandments just like Jesus kept the commandments.
我们应该要遵守那些诫命, 就像耶稣基督一样。
We need to show mercy and compassion on the world just like Jesus Christ showed compassion and mercy.
我们要有怜悯以及慈悲, 就像耶稣基督一样。
Right. And we need to preach the coming kingdom of God, just as Jesus Christ preached the coming kingdom of God. We need to be willing to walk to the cross, right? Which is a life of self-denial and self-sacrifice. I think these are all embedded in the action of coming out of the world and walking with Christ.
出来以及行走的动作里面。
So, all of us, this is what we expect also of our young children.
那我们所有的人也是这样子来期待我们的小孩的。
That one day they can get up and they can walk by themselves.
有一天他们可以起来自己行走。
And so, same thing for us. We have this new life in Christ. Let's no longer remain as babes.
那对我们也是一样，我们在基督里面有这个新的生命。
Let us get up and walk for Christ and in Christ.
我们应该起来为主而走。
So today, I hope that these resurrection stories can serve as good reminders of what we ought to do once we have been made alive by Jesus Christ.
然后今天我也希望借由这三个复活的故事，我们这些借耶稣基督重生的人， 我们所要做的事。
Continue to eat not only milk, but moreover, solid food.
继续的吃不只是那牛奶，也是要那吃那干粮。
Be willing to speak praises to God, thanksgiving to God, and also preach the gospel of God.
愿意 称颂神，然后宣扬神的福音。
And finally, come out of this world and then walk with Christ.
那从这世界中出来，与神同行。
So let us live out this new life in Christ Jesus.
愿我们可以再活出这耶稣基督的生命。
Let's now sing hymn number 358.
请唱诗358首。